There were technician recs to fill out and discarded film to be sorted and sent back to Fort Roach, so it was late by the time the gate called to say there was a delivery for him. Kelly almost forgot. It was still light, but the lot was quiet now, only a few distant carpenter hammers banging on a set somewhere. In the admin screening rooms, they'd be setting up the rushes for Lasner and the producers, but most of Continental had gone home. The east sides of the sound stages were in shadows. "Anything?" Ben asked, taking the manila envelope.
"Nada," Kelly said. "Only a red, if he is. Polly's got them under every bed, so who knows?"
"A woman?" Ben said, interested.
"No, guy. No connection. Probably some name she got from the Tenney Committee. They feed her stuff they can't use, can't prove. Then she runs it and they watch what happens. What pops out of the hole. Cozy."
"And nothing else?"
"Not at the old Cherokee. You know what, though? She's got Frank Cabot as a fruit. That'll come as a surprise to his ex-wives." He grinned. "Or maybe not."
"Where does she get this stuff, anyway?"
"Little birds. Chirp, chirp. And once in a while, she gets hold of something real and makes him sing. You wouldn't want me to..." "And of course he doesn't. Can't. So, he feeds her someone else."
"Nice." Kelly shrugged.
"Hooray for Hollywood."
"That's what I am, a line producer?"
"Well, you have your own budget and nobody seems to be in charge of you."
"Not you?"
"Me? I'm a glorified assistant, technically vice president, operations, which is a nice way of saying I do whatever he needs me to do. You know, you grow up on a set, there's not much you don't learn about the business, I mean."
"In other words, you run the place." Bunny looked at him.
"No, Mr. L runs the place, every nook. You wouldn't want to make a mistake about that.
They were almost in the hall when the phone rang. Bunny stopped, glancing over at his secretary. She covered the receiver, mouthing a name at him.
Hold on a sec, I have to take this.
He went over to the phone.
Rosemary, I thought you were being fitted.
He listened for a while, concentrating.
But, darling, she's the best. I asked for her. Have you looked at the sketches? Forget the mirror. We never see ourselves, not properly. I'll tell you what, I'll swing by in an hour, all right? But meanwhile, all smiles, yes? You don't want her to...
Yes, I know.
But she used to work for Travis. She sewed for him.
A pause.
Travis Banton. He dressed Marlena, Rosemary. Now go have a ciggy and calm down, and I'll be over later. All smiles.
After another minute of reassurance, he hung up, facing Ben again.
A little creased in air, he said lightly. Still, that's the business. I know you're going to make a documentary, show us how ghastly it all was,
he said, affecting a shiver.
But that's not the business. You know what it is, pictures? Attractive people. That's all there's ever been. So you want to look your best.
He put his hand to his head again, smiling slyly.
Keep your hair. Come on, I'll show you Japan.